Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. Well, the judicial filibuster, focus on the family versus Ken Salazar debate continues, along with the side trip to the Dairy Queen. It's this extraordinary story, and today, if you'd like to call in, we've got a lot to report here, but if you'd like to call in and talk about the Christian strategy of getting Republican judges, the anger in the Christian community against the Democrats for filibustering President Bush's, a handful of his judges, and Ken Salazar going after James Dobson, our part in the mix. Feel free to call in. The number is 1-800-8-ENYART. That's 1-800-836-9278. The front page of the Rocky Mountain News today says at the top in red letters, Ken Salazar versus Focus on the Family. And then in a big quote, big quotes, they are Antichrist. This is getting out of control. This is, I mean, he's apologized for that statement, but he called James Dobson and Focus, he called them Antichrist. So then there's a red bullet. Senator says he regrets using the term to describe founder James Dobson and his efforts. So the story is so fascinating. And by the way, we mentioned on a show, was it yesterday, the day before, that we were inclined to place an ad in the Colorado Springs Telegraph Gazette, but we didn't have the $1,000 necessary for a sixth of a page ad. And turns out it's $1,300 and something, but a family in Indiana called in. In fact, they went to our website, kgov.com, and they said, we'd like to see that ad placed. So here's $1,000. So we're going to put together the ad tonight and submit it tomorrow. The Gazette said they have to approve of it first. They have to approve of it because it's not just a typical business ad. It's an open letter to James Dobson. And so it may, if they approve of it, it may appear in Tuesday's paper. That's the plan generally. And of course, you know, we'd like it'd be good to have a little bigger of an ad because we have a lot to say. But a sixth of a page, a quarter of a page would be better. But we'd need another $1,000. Hint, hint. Okay, So here's the article about Ken Salazar. Salazar regrets Antichrist barb. And this is in the Rocky Mountain News today. Senator Ken Salazar said yesterday he regrets referring to Focus on the Family and its founder, James Dobson, as the Antichrist, a term among the worst slurs in Christianity. That's true. Salazar issued a statement last night backing down from a remark he made Tuesday during an audio interview aired on KKTV of Colorado Springs. In that interview, Salazar said of Focus on the Family, from my point of view, they are the Antichrist of the world. Man, that's the Antichrist of the world. It's like of the legions they are. So the remark and Salazar's retraction represent the latest development in a bitter fight over President Bush's judicial nominees and efforts by religious groups like Focus on the Family to get them approved by the Senate. Now, Ken Salazar said in a written statement, after being relentlessly attacked in telephone calls, emails, newspapers, and radio stations all across Colorado, having my faith questioned, and having my wife's business picketed as part of these attacks, I spoke about Jim Dobson and his efforts and used the term Antichrist. I regret having used that term. I meant to say this approach was unchristian, meaning self-serving and selfish. Okay. So notice that the senator includes the Dairy Queen protest as part of what's pushing him over the edge here. And we've always said that there should not be child killing with tranquility. You shouldn't have child killing with tranquility. We need to do whatever we can do to increase the social turmoil so that America could not get comfortable with the legalized killing of unborn children. And so for us, this was just an ice cream social on a Sunday afternoon. That's all it was. It was a Justice Sunday. That's what the Rocky Mountain News titled one of the letters to the editor. I'll try to get to that in a little bit. But Dobson did his TV program last week about these judges in the Democratic filibuster, and it was titled Justice Sunday, S-U-N-D-A-Y. And so now the media is referring to our Dairy Queen event as Justice Sunday, S-U-N-D-A-E, like a chocolate sundae. Oh, and by the way, we got an email from the former owner of a Dairy Queen, and it was sort of funny. He said, and we confirmed that, in fact, he did own a Dairy Queen, just because it made it more interesting. But he writes, Bob, I used to own a Dairy Queen, and one of my favorites was their peanut butter parfait. Have you ever heard of that? Their peanut butter. Yep, Pops has heard of that. Pops likes desserts. Oh, and that's a good one. My favorite was their peanut butter parfait. I hear the one you protested has a new item, the filibuster parfait, with plenty of nuts. It has no nutritional value, but makes Republicans feel better. God bless, Carl. That was interesting, Carl. All right, so back to the story here. So Salazar says all the pressure and the Dairy Queen protest, and it made him say something he regrets, and he's taking it back. He said, what I meant to say is that what Dobson is doing is unchristian. Now, what James Dobson is doing is objecting to a procedural practice in the U.S. Senate. So how can that be unchristian to object to this process? You know, and the media is always obsessed with process. And talking heads in the news, if you notice, they rarely want to talk about substance, and they usually want to talk about process when it comes to politics. Like, I mean, reporters. Reporters, they like to talk about process because the process is always the same. And so it sounds like they're so knowledgeable. And if they could avoid content, which is where all the substance of these debates lie, then our news gets watered down and we end up talking about things that are reasonably unimportant. But anyway, Ken Salazar is saying Dobson is unchristian because Dobson is objecting to this process. I mean, talk about being judgmental. That's judgmental. And he says he's self-serving and selfish. What, to oppose Ken Salazar's political view is selfish? How does he figure that out? Now, we object to the fact that the conservative Christian right has crafted a strategy for 25 years that if we elected pro-life Republican presidents, that we would get judges who honor the culture of life. And it turns out that that strategy has failed. It's not true. It doesn't work. We get mostly pro-choice judges and judges who would want to kill Terri Schiavo or any handicapped person in her condition. And, of course, that's all a slippery slope that we've jumped on with both feet. But to continue with this article, Tom Minnery, Vice President of Government and Public Policy for Focus on the Family, said Antichrist can be considered the worst insult in Christianity. It's pretty bad. It refers to a great antagonist of Christ. This is according to the Rocky Mountain News now. They write, it refers to a great antagonist of Christ who was expected to spread evil prior to the end of the world. Now, notice the slight editorial twist they put on that sentence. Their verb, They used an imperfect instead of a present tense. They didn't say the Antichrist is expected to spread evil. They said the Antichrist was expected to spread evil. In other words, back when people were really ignorant, they believed this stuff. But today, come on, nobody believes this anymore, right? Isn't that a subtle little editorial slur against Bible Christians right there? The Antichrist is someone who was, it used to be believed that he would be involved in wickedness in the end of the ages. Anyway, they quote then Tom Minery, who does a better job, and he says, the Antichrist is a person, very powerful, described in the book of Revelation. Ouch. He said revelations, plural. It's revelation. A lot of Catholics say revelations. In Hollywood, they say revelations. But in the Bible, it's revelation. It's the book of Revelation, right? Look it up. Check. They're asking me, is that true? Here, I'll look it up right here. See, this is a big, heavy, thick Bible I have here. And what kind of a Bible? This one is a New King James. We have King James. We have all kinds of Bibles around here, but King James and New King James. Okay, the revelation of Jesus Christ. Singular. Now, okay, so anyway, back to the important part here. Tom Minery of Focus on the Family says the Antichrist is a person described in the book of Revelation, at the end of the age, who rises up against Christ and everything Christ stands for, Minery said. Christ ultimately defeats the Antichrist and reigns on the earth. And now that's excellent eschatology. Excellent. That's very good. That's what will happen. That's coming. If you remember how you felt when the World Trade Centers were attacked and eventually planes, we saw planes flying in to the World Trade Center and the buildings falling down. Remember how you felt at that moment? Well, that all, if you've gone to the movies and watched the previews of coming attractions, the way you felt on 9/11, that's a preview of the tribulation to come. That's a preview. That's what's coming. And the preview is not the whole movie. The preview is just the preview. Wait till you see the movie. So it's a good idea not to be on the side of the Antichrist. Just a tip I'll offer. Okay, now that's about as bad as you can get, says Tom Minery. It's very offensive. The Antichrist is exactly what that term indicates, the embodiment of everything that opposes Christ. It leaves us speechless, said Minery, as a figure of speech. And good for him. And you know what's interesting about things like this? You end up having Bible studies in the newspaper. That's good. That's good. When Christians are engaged in the culture war, then a greater audience gets exposed to biblical concepts. David L. Weddle, professor of religion. What is this guy? Professor of religion and chairman of the Department of Religion at Colorado College, calls Antichrist the, quote, most religiously charged word in Christianity. The Antichrist is the human agent who brings about the end of history, Weddle said. Well, the end of history. Now, that's not quite as good eschatology. History will continue after the Antichrist. In fact, Tom Minery was right. After the Antichrist, he's defeated. And then Jesus Christ will rule on earth for, and I'll add to what Minery said, he'll rule for 1,000 years, and then there'll be another rebellion, and then the great white throne judgment, and God will destroy this earth and create a new heaven and a new earth, and then the next phase of history will commence. It's going to be so exciting, just extraordinary, to see the things that God has planned for us. But back to the current mundane battle that we're slogging through regarding politics and morality and culture. So, okay, so the Antichrist is not going to be the end of history, but he's an important figure. And then, so anyway, let's leave that story right there. And you feel free to call in to chat about all this. 303. What's our number here if they're local and they want to skip the 800 number? 303-463-7789. That's 303-463-7789 or 800-8-NYART. And NYART is spelled E-N-Y-A-R-T, 1-800-836-9278. All right, so there's a letter to the editor today in the Rocky Mountain News, and the editors titled it Justice Sunday, S-U-N-D-A-E. And it's from a Susan Sutherland in Thornton, Colorado. And here's what it says. When it was politically expedient for Senator Ken Salazar to liken himself to the blue-collar everyman, he claimed to be owner-operator of a Westminster Dairy Queen, as does his official website. When a protest takes place at this establishment, Salazar cries outrageous and un-American because those protesting are misguided attackers of, quote, his wife's place of business. Senator Salazar, if you can't stand the heat, get out of the Dairy Queen. That's funny. That is funny. That's funny. And, you know, and then the editor of the Rocky Mountain News, he came after me 2 days in a row, Vince Carroll. He's the editorial page editor of the news. And 2 days in a row, he went after Denver Bible Church and Bob Enyart. And yesterday he criticized me because, well, he pulled a quote off of Enyart.com, which is a website from fans of this show have put together Enyart.com. And he pulled a quote off that show and he says that I'm against homosexuals. And so I'm going to read that short blurb from yesterday. But I was just thinking, what do they call a homosexual cow? What is that called? A homosexual, I remember, a dairy queen. That's what it, a homosexual cow is, a dairy queen. Now, I never realized that that would ever fit into a news story. But if ever it does, I think it's right here. So for the rest of my broadcast career, I'll never have again an opportunity to say that corny joke. So there I said it. Okay. Okay, so yesterday's Rocky Mountain News by Vince Carroll, so-called follower of Christ. Pastor Bob Enyart of Denver Bible Church, who led an anti-Ken Salazar protest Sunday at the Dairy Queen in Westminster, operated by the senator's wife, is the living fulfillment of the left-wing caricature of religious conservatives as crude and mean-spirited. Well, that last joke, that's about as crude as we ever get. That last joke. How crude was that? On a crude meter. I don't know. I don't think it's too crude. It's not a 10, right? Or it's not an 8. It's like a 4 or a 3 on a crude meter. We don't even allow bathroom humor on this show. Well, of course we don't. We don't allow that in our home, bathroom humor. And we don't have to worry if the microphone is turned off or on because we don't allow vulgarity in the studio or not in our church or not in our home. So at any rate, okay. So Bob Enyart is crude and mean-spirited. Mean-spirited? Me? He's going to have to give me an example. For a sample of the rhetorical style of his so-called follower of Christ, check out his musings on homosexuals at enyart.com. Click on features and then click on quotes. It's nice of the editor of the Rocky Mountain News editorial page to let people know how to find their way around our official fan website. And then he quotes me on the subject of homosexuality, saying, "We are sissifying the country." And that's one of Enyart's calmer insights. We are sissifying the country. I'd stand by that. I say we see the feminization of Christianity. And, you know, so many sitcoms, the dad is the wimp. The dad is the wimp. And if there's a homosexual on the sitcom, this is for the last 10 years, it might change as the needs of the political agenda of the left changes. But for 10 years, the dads are wimps. And if there's a homosexual on the sitcom, he's the only one who has real strength and security and honesty, integrity. And the dads are always goofs and wimps. And the same thing is true in commercials. Now, I actually predict that that will start to change. Hollywood will start to change that because they've succeeded in a lot of their cultural objectives. And so they could change their strategy. Like, for example, Hollywood initially, the only homosexual they would put in a movie or a TV show was someone who was a bad guy. And they did that intentionally because that was a way to broach the topic. And then gradually they changed that to where the only time a homosexual could be in a movie or a TV show was if he was a good guy. And he always had to be a very good guy. The truest of the true. And we said on this show a couple years ago, now that they have so fully, they've been so fully accepted at the upper echelons of our society by media and universities and politics and the Republican Party and so on, now homosexuals in movies and TV shows can once again be the bad guy. That can happen again. So anyway, Vince Carroll is saying, giving as an example of me not being a Christian, is that I said we are sissifying the country. And there was a letter sent to Vince Carroll by a fourth generation Colorado native from Denver, Colorado, and his name is James. And he writes this to the editorial page editor of the Rocky Mountain News. Dear Vince Carroll, is that the best you can do? Call Bob Enyar a so-called Christian and point out that he is against homosexuality? Come on, Vince. Millions of Christians around the world are against homosexuality, and so are millions of non-Christians. Many of us recognize homosexuality as a gross sin, a crime, an abomination, and just plain disgusting. It's a lifestyle that is self-destructive and dysfunctional. And so the letter writer's point is that, hey, if you're going to attack Bob Enyar as being saying he's not a Christian, don't do it because he strongly opposes homosexuality. I mean, Coach Bill McCartney from CU, the CU Buffs coach, back when they knew how to play football, he said that homosexuality is an abomination to God. Homosexuality is an abomination to God. Now, I realize that sometimes we're prepositionally challenged, and for years people were saying it was an abomination of God, and that means more like God was committing an abomination. But homosexuality is an abomination to God. And so it falls short to say that if you're strongly opposed to homosexuality and you warn people and you try to re-stigmatize it or recriminalize it, that somehow that means you're not Christ-like, because homosexuality in Judeo-Christian culture, homosexuality was criminal for the last 3,500 years, until the church fell asleep in the last few decades and adultery and homosexuality were decriminalized along with pornography and gradually prostitution and all kinds of sexual immorality. It's all been legalized. And the body of Christ, our Christian leaders, they don't even remember that these behaviors were once a crime. We're not even reminded by any Christian ministry that adultery should be a crime. It's not just a sin, it's a crime. And pornography should be recriminalized. So at any rate, let me continue with this letter to the to Vince Carroll at the Rocky Mountain News. So James, fourth generation Colorado native, says, hey, come on, is that the best you can do? You say Bob Enyart's not a Christian because he's against homosexuals? And that's a good point, James. But then he goes on, this is anecdotal, but my homosexual uncle is living proof of the pain surrounding the lifestyle. Are you interested in any of the details of the 20,000 or so other homosexuals he has had relations with? That's by the uncle's own admission of how long and how often. You know, how many times a month and how many years. Are you interested in any of the details of the 20,000 other homosexuals he has had relations with, the jobs he has lost for molesting little boys, or the people he has raped in his own family? And that's, we had a show a couple weeks ago with Dr. Paul Cameron, who has been published in refereed scientific journals like Psychology Today and has done extraordinary research into homosexuality, and it's an utterly destructive lifestyle. And if you loved your neighbor, you would warn him not to be a homosexual. Friends don't let friends be homosexuals because it destroys them. It destroys them. Heterosexuality leads to life. Homosexuality leads to death. Right? Okay. So that's what's that's some of the latest regarding the controversy from our end, and then what's going on between Ken Salazar and Focus on the Family. And our plan is to put a newspaper ad in the Colorado Springs Telegraph Gazette, if we can make that happen, on Tuesday. And that ad will lay out the record of Republican judges. How have Republican judges done? Have they lived up to their billing that we've been told by our Christian conservative leaders that if we elect pro-life Republican presidents, we will get judges that respect the culture of life? So is that happening? Well, if you haven't heard this show in the last few days, you can go to our website to check out the track record of the Republican judges, and you'll probably be startled. All right, this Sunday, Denver Bible Church, come on out. Come on out Sunday morning, Sunday night. You're more than welcome. Sunday school at 9:30, church at 11. Sunday night Bible study in the book of Acts at 6 o'clock. And then this Saturday is the 25th anniversary party for Maranatha Christian Center. This is going to be fun. For example, a giant slide, a bungee run, a 30-foot climbing wall, a jumping castle, right? Tour a real fire truck. Bring the kids for this stuff. Pet the many animals in Maranatha's petting farm. You could feed the animals they have there at Maranatha. Cotton candy, snow cones, great food, music, so many contests, rides, hot dog eating contests. It's going to be fun, face painting. So bring your kids to Maranatha, 72nd and Oak in Arvada, Saturday from 10 o'clock to 4.